has rejected a report by United Nations investigators that call for top generals to be prosecuted for genocide. Reuters' Grace Lee has that story.
Myanmar's top spokesman has rejected this week's UN report on the Rohingya crisis. In a state media interview published Tuesday, he said the international community was making false allegations after the UN report accused Myanmar's military of genocidal intent in killing and raping Rohingya Muslims. His denials in line with past rejections by the government. Myanmar claims the government responded to a legitimate threat from Rohingya insurgents. The report this week says six top military officials should be prosecuted for war crimes, and it sparked rising calls for accountability.
That was Reuters reporter Grace Lee. The U.S. military said it has no plans to suspend any more major military exercises with South Korea. VOA's Luis Ramirez has more.
At the Pentagon Tuesday, U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis said that no decisions had been made about major exercises for next year, but noted that the suspension of drills as a good faith gesture to North Korea was not open-ended.
We took the step to suspend several of the largest exercises as a good faith measure coming out of the Singapore summit.
U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to unilaterally suspend the drills caught many American military planners off guard. It was roundly criticized as a premature concession to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
China has denied an accusation by U.S. President Donald Trump that it hacked the emails of Hillary Clinton, his Democratic opponent in the 2016 election. Trump tweeted shortly after midnight that China had hacked Clinton's emails without offering any evidence. This is VOA News. Puerto Rico's official death toll from Hurricane Maria has been raised to almost 3,000 deaths.